Today on CICK News, we remember. And we hear from Remembrance Day ceremonies at the Cenotaph in downtown Smithers. We also speak with Padre Doug Campbell. Stay with us.
I've always said that I start with the same question in preparing my address. I suppose because there's so much noise out there, as I put it, that division and fracture, sadly, in our country, and that kind of strikes a very deep chord with me, because it stands in contrast to the sacrifice of Canadian soldiers and their legacy, which, you know, I've enjoyed. You know, I'm 73 years old. I've enjoyed that throughout my life in this country. And in spite of our divisions, in spite of polarized opinions that are prevalent out there, I mean, pick your issue. You know, you need to be, I think, a little more cognizant of the blessings that we have in this nation. I think the real need to pause and to embrace, you know, the legacy that our fallen soldiers have given to all of us, including freedoms in this country that are not enjoyed in so many others. You know, we're free to think, we're free to worship, we're free to express views in a fashion that invites good conversation. Need to make a greater effort to do those things. I'd like to think that we're still a united people in this country, whatever our differences are. And it's really our soldiers who have emulated values that allow for a celebration of unity. I just don't think we've worked hard enough at that, and we let differences and polarized viewpoints and such things sort of get in the way of that.
Padre, what does Remembrance Day mean to you?
I think it's a time to be quiet. It's the only national holiday whose ceremonial centerpiece is 2 minutes of silence. And especially in turbulent times, it's time to pause, to reflect, and use that time of quiet to embrace the conviction that we can move forward in hope and peace. I mean, we can do that. In spite of divisions, we can do that.
You've been listening to CICK News on 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. You can also catch our shows on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. This show was made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada the only organization mandated to supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada.